So, Olivia, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a little tired, but methamphetamine's actually really great, and just like straight into the vein.
I hear it, yeah, because you're all over the place and doing everything, apparently.
Right now I'm doing I've got my new NBC show that I start shooting at the end of the month. The Daily Show is why I'm out here in New York right now, and then also I've got a book that I wrote called
Yes, we have it here.
Yeah, we do. It's very exciting.
Suck It, Wonder Woman.
The Misadventures of a Hollywood Geek. The
Yes.
second part is very important to me.
It is. Why? Tell me that's where my audience comes in here. Why is what's all this? Olivia Munn is the queen of the geeks stuff.
I wouldn't say queen. I would say more like, like when you go to different countries and there's a tour guide with a flag. That's more, I'm more like that. I'm
I
like the
see.
tour guide, like, hey guys, this way. I would not consider myself the queen.
So you're kind of leading the geeks to what they should see and what they should check out.
They all have different headsets on for their individual languages, and I point sometimes.
Klingon and so forth.
Yes,
Yes.
exactly. And then there's a lunch area, and then I say we all have sack lunches, and then we sit down and we eat. And then I said again, follow the yellow flag. And it's yellow because I'm Asian.
Okay. I want to ask you about the what how do you address that the controversy that G4 and Attack of the Show and so on is beautiful people talking about geeky things and the legitimacy question and so on and so forth.
I always find it fascinating when people try to say something that is in the end kind of a compliment. You're like, oh, beautiful people talking about geeky things. So you're saying that you yourself and your friends are very unattractive people who, okay, good to know. Okay, so that so you'd like to, you know what? I'd like to go back to where we just wound up our cars too. Let's go back in time so people can just stay in their little boxes. I hate that I can just turn a key and my car goes on. I actually have a button in my car. Fuck that shit. I hate that. I want to go back. I liked it when ladies weren't on the news. I hate that I can wear pants. This place sucks. The future sucks.
Do you experience a lot of that a lot of that sort of criticism when you meet when you
Everyone?
meet people?
I think that what you find is that a lot of people that it's easy to hate someone that makes you realize, oh wait, that's right. I kind of put myself in a box, and I was comfortable with that, and I'm comfortable being me, and I'm comfortable with you being you. But how dare you step into my box as well? Because they it kind of makes them realize, oh shit. Can I say? Can I curse?
Yeah,
Okay, cool.
curse.
By the way, I love the word cunt. I mean to say that, not to abuse the power of cursing in front of a microphone, but it is overanalyzed, underused, in my opinion. But I think that,
Not in Britain.
oh, in Britain,
It's like every third
but I like
word.
bollocks
Right,
just
that's a
because it
good
makes
one
me
too.
sound fancy. But yeah, I think that people just get upset because they themselves are put into a box and they're not comfortable with somebody else stepping outside of it because that's how they can live in their world.
Well, that's great, and I think that's a very appropriate response, and I really appreciate that about
Well,
you.
what do you
Now,
think?
what about the controversy with
Yeah, do you think that, what do you think about beautiful people? I mean, would you want to get up there and see, some really awkward girl like that's just like hunched over and just like, I, the new MacBook Air is out and and I need water and I'm scared and I hate lip gloss. Like, what, would you want to watch that?
No, probably not.
Oh, well then I'll carry on. I'll
And
continue my life.
no one appreciates that more than I do. Now I'm
Oh.
going to go completely in the different direction. I'm going to ask you a very geeky question.
Yes.
What kind of D&D character does Olivia Munn play?
Huh. I don't play Dungeons and Dragons. That's because my mom, she put like kind of a, there's five kids in our family, and we were only allowed to have one console. Or in back, when I started, it was like, I remember the first was Atari we got, and then we got the Sega, and we got the Nintendo, and then the Super Nintendo, and then we had the one Game Boy for five kids in the family, and we would fight over it. And we would, when you would hear like somebody die, you're like, you died, okay, that's one. You died again. Okay, got one more life. I heard that life. Okay, and then we would like just track each other. So we learned to turn the volume down.
Right.
So like no one would hear us die. We just restart over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And then my family, we're Asian, so we hit a lot. Just like it's okay in our family, like just like throwing crap, like whatever you see. If there's an Asian person around, just make sure like you're in like a padded area, because she'll just, my mom will throw anything. We'll just hit everybody, and we would just get into huge fights. So my mom put like a kibosh on like a lot of computer games and right. video games for us. So by the time that I learned about Dungeons and Dragons and people in school were playing it, I wasn't allowed to play.
That's terrible.
But at G4, you know, I remember my first like 6 months there, I came in on a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and it was all dark in there. And I went to go turn on the lights. And they're like, turn off the lights. I'm like, what's going on? And there's like my producers from Attack of the Show, like in there with their headsets on and everything's going. I mean, they were like in huge Dungeons and Dragons mode, like
wow.
hardcore.
That's awesome.
It was kind of awesome. I was like, I love you.
And
but they didn't let me play.
Is there anything that you're reading right now that you'd like to recommend for other people to read? Don't mention your own
book.
Because I'll recommend everybody read your book.
I'm not. I'd like to recommend America by Jon Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to recommend things that make me sound smart, like East of Eden, The Grapes of Wrath. Also, the thesaurus is a fun way to learn new words without really having to go through the dictionary.
Any comics that you're reading?
Well, I'm a huge Brian K. Vaughan fan.
Right.
Do you know, remember when he got off of Lost, they put out a statement, you know, Lindelof, and they were like, he is leaving for greener pastures, but they were very vague. And on my blog, I'd put as a joke, like, you know, he's left for greener pastures. No one knows what that is, but I cannot confirm nor deny that he has left to become my best friend. And saying I can neither confirm nor deny kind of implies that it's happening, but I'm not saying that. The next day, he put out one statement, and it was, I can only say that I am leaving to become Olivia Munn's best friend. I was in a parking lot when I saw that come through, and I was like, all by myself. Actually, I was with a girlfriend. Kind of felt like all by myself, because she does not care about that world at all.
Right.
And I was like, it's Brian K. Vaughan. And yet, I've never met him, ever. But I have Ex Machina to read.
Nice.
Still. But I'm afraid it's not going to be as good as Why the Last Man. So I kind of hold it there, and I haven't really been able to read anything else.
Why is a really great book.
It's ridiculous. I was going to say bananas, but I kind of get insecure about saying that too much.
Why?
Because Jon Stewart the other day he goes, well, in the words of Olivia Munn, it's bananas. And I go, oh, do I say that a lot? He's like, yeah, like all you say. I'm like, oh, now I'm insecure. Thanks.
What are you looking forward to at Comic-Con? Because I know you're going to be there the
yes.
entire span. It's the first time in 8 years I'm not going, so I'm extraordinarily
jealous.
Why
are
jealous.
You not going?
I can't.
What's wrong with you?
Can't go.
You went mainstream? Going to the Hills
yeah.
after party?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Going hanging out in Jersey Shore?
They were here yesterday.
I've never seen it. I don't know who they are. I was at I was hanging out with some friends, and somebody said something, The Situation.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone laughs, and they look at me, and I was the one that the joke was like turned to, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And everyone collectively turned on me like, well, you don't know what he's, that was a great, man, dude, that was a great fucking joke. That was a great joke. You don't, wait, what, you've never seen it? I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, dude, that was like, you fuck, like they wasted the joke on me. I was like, I don't know what that is. But Comic-Con, I'm looking forward to being there, and I'm doing you know, the signing there with all the fans with the book, and really
Suck
just being
it,
around
Wonder
them.
Woman, mm-hmm. The Misadventures of a Hollywood Geek. So you'll be signing that.
I'll
there.
Be signing it there. Uh-huh. We're handing out suckers because
oh, yeah?
It says suck it, and we made suckers, and so the thought is that people will enjoy them.
The publicity machine.
Well, that's basically it. Just suckers. I wouldn't really call it a machine. More of like a wheel.
Gotcha.
Like one wheel rolling through Comic-Con.
Nice.
But I love, people always ask me, like, why, are you sweating? Are we going too long? You just look a little nervous.
He just sweats.
Want to sit down? Want to hang out?
He sweats a lot.
Okay.
Like meatloaf.
Meatloaf. I actually don't sweat. It's a weird thing. Like when people are like, when you go work out, they're like, you look like you're not like really working out. I just don't sweat. Not. It's not a good thing. It means that like there's something wrong with me because it needs to come out.
So right.
When you sweat, it's a good thing. Okay, great.
Comic-Con. Focus.
Sorry. Comic-Con. What was I saying?
You were saying
you're
going to be signing the book.
Signing the book, but I really do love being with the fans. You know, the other day I did my first signing, and the OMFG, the Olivia Munn fan group, they're fantastic, and I really do love them all so much. And people always say, like, why do you spend so much time with the fans? And I'll hug everyone and spend so much time with each one, and the bookstores kind of get mad. We went, like, you know, 2 hours after closing but I wouldn't have a book deal if it wasn't for the fans. Right. And I'm very lucky that people get my sense of humor, and I'm so thankful. But they bought me, they adopted an elephant in my name. Like, that's a lot of fucking money. For the, it's like a, like, it's a pygmy elephant they adopted in my name for my PETA campaign.
Right.
And they gave it to me for my birthday. And so that actually, they made me cry at the Borders, Time Warner Center. It's really
wow.
rude. I was like, hey guys, I got a signing and I'm crying. Are you, don't rush us on. We're talking about Comic-Con.
Yeah, I'm just...
Comic-Con. Back to Comic-Con. I like comics and dressing up and I like to smell things.
What will you be wearing at Comic-Con?
I'm not dressing up, I don't think.
Not at all?
See, that's what the misconception. Somebody had said... I dressed up as Slave Leia for Comic-Con. I did not. I did that for the 30th anniversary Star Wars celebration, which was very fitting, yet and I said I would never do that again in public.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year was the first time I ever dressed up. I did 6 outfits in 3 hours. This year, I think I'm going to go with J-brand jeans and a T-shirt.
Nice. And that's
great. Or just naked.
that would be different.
Or the same as all of us underneath your clothes.
That's true. Except I don't think I look as good as you do under my clothes.
Well, my penis is larger. That's, I know that.
Probably true.
Faux show.
Check out Olivia's book, Suck It, Wonder Woman, The Misadventures of a Hollywood Geek, and thanks for spending time with us.
You guys are awesome. Thanks. Let's braid hair later.
Cool.
Okay. Bye.